It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express.
And with that whinny of delight, hello and welcome to episode 97, take 2. There was another episode 97, but it's only 15 minutes long because I suddenly got food poisoning halfway through. I'm Mordrigan, and tonight we will be playing Call of Cthulhu. Dreamlands Express, Session 2. Well, actually, technically, the Dreamlands Express Leg 1, Session 2.
Ooh. Leg.
Because of several legs. Anyway, yes, as I was saying, I am Mordrigan. I am your GM for the night. Your turn.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Clarissa Cliff.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Sadie Terrence Smythe.
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Isabel Allison.
I'm Bloodied, and I am playing Algernon Wharfstaff.
I'm Ilkifina, and I'm playing Oliver Oldstaff.
Right then. We have a tea. It is Twinings, orange and lotus flower?
Yes, green tea.
It is a green tea.
It's quite nice.
Tastes like those sherbetty orange sweets.
It is very orangey.
Yeah, the orange.
Again, normally when you've got a fruity tea, you don't actually taste all that much of the fruit, but it's really orangey. And it's very pleasantly orangey as well.
I think it does quite complement the green tea base quite well.
And it's not sour like some green teas can be.
No. There's not a lot of bitter.
No, which is good. It's really quite pleasant. It comes in tea bags, so you can actually just make it straight in the cup if you want to. I've obviously made it in a giant cafetiere that's intended for like 8 cups of coffee, but that's because I know my players and I know that we drink a load of tea.
We are English.
Well, yeah. Supposedly, the English have started drinking less tea.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly, they're down to 8 cups a week on average. I drink that a day.
8 cups a week?
That's ridiculous.
That's like...
barely one a day.
That's nobody I know.
No. I drink that a day. I drink 8 cups of tea a day, easily. But yeah, according to the BBC... 8 cups a week.
Oh,
Holly. Daily Mail claims it's some kind of liberal agenda.
Probably.
I don't know if I like this, but.
Or potentially anyway. The poll to polls. Because the mail.
It's just it's very orangey.
And you don't like very orangey?
I don't really like it, but I don't like hot lemon drinks either. So yeah, it might just be because of that.
Well, I like lemon drinks, but I don't like this because I keep feeling like I should be having the horrible, sticky, sugary aftertaste of orangey.
But you're not having a horrible aftertaste.
But I'm confused.
Do you like the orangey chocolate things?
I don't like them.
Oh, okay.
So I can taste it, and then it just goes into water.
Yeah.
There's a sort of lack of robustness to it.
It's sort of like water
that's
being slightly orange zesty.
Yes. Oh, like that flavoured water. Bollocks.
Oh, the way you get your posh water bottle when you put your fruit in.
Well, not knowing that, but it's like the ones they sell, like the hint of fruit. It's like,
Give me fruit juice.
Sorry.
I think we're kind of split on this.
I quite like it.
It's drinkable.
It's just not what you would like.
I think as a group we do prefer a nice strong.
We do. As a group, the stronger the tea the better.
up to Professor Elemental's
rocket fuel.
Jeffrey's blend, which was.
You see that spoon just stand up.
I want to know where the spoon went. Because I put it in and stirred and it disappeared.
It probably got up and walked away.
No, I think it melted. Jeffrey's blend is really strong. I haven't dared try it again yet.
Oh, we should do that.
I don't mind it. It's a pleasant enough green tea. It's quite fine. Bloodied is doing something strange to hula hoops.
I've got some string cheese, sort of threading the hula hoops along the string cheese, and I'm putting them in onion and garlic dip.
Gosh, that's amazing.
You heard it here first. We're culinary geniuses, we are. Now, normally at this point we'd do a what the fuck have you been doing in gaming, but we don't have the time, so I'm going to go straight on and go somebody recap, preferably quite well, for the people, what were not here.
Where did we...
Well, you were heading towards the Orient Express when you last met everybody.
Indeed. Mm. We began by packing up to go.
What happened with the hospital?
You all went, that hospital's weird, and ran away.
Really?
Yes. Pretty much.
I got in trouble for nothing.
Well, yeah. Because we preached the ghosty thing. And then
I got freaked out for nothing.
No, you got freaked out due to the ghosty thing.
Carissa did.
Yeah. Did you tell anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Well, can you tell me? I wasn't here.
Were you not there for the hospital either?
No.
Oh, golly. You've been gone a while.
I thought you were because you climbed the wall, didn't you?
I can't see any mention of her, actually.
I wasn't there. I messed up in the pub and then I assumed I didn't turn up for the rest of it.
Right. Well.
Okay, we want to do all of the recap.
Yes, please do. And be fast.
You don't want me to do it then, because I'll be...
We climbed into the hospital grounds over the broken glass top wall.
Slightly ineptly, yeah.
Yes, we found the... laboratory, I guess, where the
private wing,
where the unfortunate doctor, whose name I've forgotten, but it was something kind of funny.
Del Plas,
met his end at the hand of something that managed to break out of its restraints on a table.
On a metal table.
The metal table itself was bent.
Yeah, and it appears to have beaten to death with a stool or something. The stool looked really fucked up and there was a lot of blood around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out of dirty sheets.
Yeah, sheets from rather.
The lock on the door is torn off and the vent and well, just in case he escaped. And then Carissa went creeping off and met a ghost.
Did you think I tried to do that weird painting in the Louvre?
It looked like the guy from the weird painting in the Louvre.
Yes. Basically, what happened was I walked around to try and find the nurse.
Grimar?
Yes. His room, like his window.
Mm-hmm.
In the room, so I kind of crept round under the windows, and he was having a conversation with himself about kind of doing like weird stuff, and then he was saying yes, I'm going to do it kind of thing. He was having this conversation with himself, and basically he killed himself. I think he ate his own pillow or something like that and choked himself. And then this kind of ghosty type thing in the mist that suddenly appeared kind of started talking to me in Latin, like asking who I was, and kind of I got the impression that he would be watching me, or, you know, so I kind of freaked out and ran away.
Okay.
We then kind of made our way over the wall and went back to our hotel, trying not to be seen.
Then the next day, we departed from the hotel, aboard the Orient Express in the evening.
Yes.
There was quite a commotion at the station, because apparently a popular opera singer was boarding the train as well, on her way to Milan.
So we all found our places where we were sleeping, which
we have marked.
Oh, wow.
I can't remember
remember who's who, but they're both.
Yeah, so Wolf's Dash is the red marker.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle.
Above you.
Above you. So he's in, yeah, so he's in that berth.
Uh-huh.
You and Sadie are in the white one.
Mm-hmm.
Old Staff is the yellow one at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And Clarissa is the blue.
Okay.
So we're at two ends of the carriage, of the sleeping car.
But importantly, we've all got doors between each other. Well, for each group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you and Wolf Staff have got interconnecting doors with the bathroom. And old stuff.
But yeah, no other strange people have interconnecting doors into our rooms.
Oh, that's nice.
Where is the trunk? I think I got taken away, probably.
Is it in the carriage? Look at you, bit,
the trunk is in, yeah, in the luggage section.
Yeah,
yeah, they took it away before we could think about it.
Alright, so what did you do on the express?
We decided to go to visit the saloon car before we went to bed because there was some sort of party going on. The other thing, all her friends were really friendly, and it turns out we had to visit Milan and Ibica's rooms there.
Yes, and it turns out she recognised Wolfstache and is something of a fan of his work.
She got him to do a magic trick.
I did a magic trick. I hid a candle up my sleeve and then retrieved it from her boobs.
It's true, he did.
And the opera singer is called Miss Caterine
Cavallaro. Caterina Cavallaro.
Yes. So that's the one the doctor talked about.
Yes. So then about 2 a.m. she vanished, returned in a wonderful dress, and told us a song from an opera. She sang us a song from the opera she's starring in. And it's amazingly beautiful. And then she gave us front row tickets for the opening night on Wednesday.
Which is 3 days time, I believe?
Yeah.
Well, it's Saturday. It's Sunday now, really. So yeah, it's frightfully soon. We have to get all the way to Milan. But we're going to Lausanne first, so I don't really know if we're going to finish that, but I'm sure we'll find a way.
Lausanne?
It's there. But we don't really know. We don't really know where we're
is
going.
Is that just a stop?
Yeah.
But it is where the
guy
who sent the letter.
The letter.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Oh. I'm going there. So we went to sleep. Because we're due to arrive at 7 a.m, so we thought we probably should get some sleep before we arrive.
Anything else?
Well. We didn't quite, well, we were in somewhere in our sleep, and amazingly, despite having a Cthulhu mythos of, no, it's only a dream lore of two, Warstash actually passed.
Where are we then?
We were in Ulfa, which is,
ooh,
yes, the cats were kings, and thus we followed the cats, because there were a lot of cats on this street. And we followed them to the train station. Whereupon we ended up waiting with a bunch of people, and then a train arrived, sort of. It was a bit weird. It was sort of like giant insect thing type. It's very hard to explain.
Well, like a modern bug thing.
Well,
no, more like a giant caterpillar made out of tentacles.
Yeah, I have like a terrifying golden-eyed caterpillar thing with strange zeppelins coming from it, connected to others by strange tentacles. That's pretty much my description.
And who should be in charge of this train but...
Bonjour! It is here!
The return of Ali! Yes, he constructed his own train in the Dreamlands that you can board by falling asleep aboard the Orient Express. And your tickets are good for,
One journey
and one journey alone, all the way through to,
the end bit where they throw stuff in.
Yes, to, what's his name?
Who are we talking about?
The Nodins.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, to there. Nodins. And you may throw your cares into his
pool or whatever it is.
Chasm. Chasm. But yes, you could get on and off at any point you wanted, but once you've reached the end, and you can no longer do it again, as it were.
Incidentally, have any of you decided on things you would like to get rid of?
No, but can we roll for luck?
wish to discard forever? And if so, what form do they take? And then you must roll dreaming to try and create an artifact.
Am I supposed to be going under this or over?
Over.
Oh, I am over.
Yeah.
Oh, I've wasted a 0-2 roll.
Sad times indeed.
I know.
Il Fortepino, who's rolling for you?
Bloody, you doing it for me still?
Yeah, sure, no problem. Hold on a sec.
Thank you.
And yeah.
I have a current level 55.
55, okay.
Nice on the floor.
Yes, yes it did. Oh, wait, there it is. That works well. Notice I'm not actually putting my ear in here. Inside jokes from missing episode.
That was amazing.
He did cover himself in dip.
Not cover myself, I just got, you know...
Mostly your ear.
My ear, apart from my beard. 89, yeah, you got that. You get another... It's D10, is it?
Yeah.
You get another 8 luck.
Woo! That's that. Wing you!
No, bro.
Well, that's a worrisome thing. And that's the little rubber. So I can actually rub out the old lock, so I don't need
to. Someone did an actual rubber, that's...
I have a rubber in my pencil.
Yeah,
I love my pencil.
But yes, we had a look around the train. There were many fascinating areas.
And cats.
And cats.
Some interesting people.
The cats are so
yes,
cute.
Some interesting people, like the...
the old Elizabethan lady
the old
who
doesn't like
anyone.
Old staff.
Well, no, she especially doesn't like old stuff because old stuff might put his foot in his mouth at extreme speed at dinner.
Yeah. And the cats don't like old stuff either.
That's because old stuff. That's because old stuff's reticent about the cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the boy doesn't like me either. I'm making friends fast on this train.
Well, that's because you weren't very nice about his poetry.
That was terrible.
I know that, but you could have been diplomatic about it. The man used to be a diplomat, for goodness sake.
We met a poet at dinner.
I just had a bookshop. This is why I don't work on the shop floor. I just go around gallivanting about collecting artifacts.
Yes, we needed your Amazonian wife for this one, really.
Really, yeah.
but yeah.
I believe our friend here went and sampled the mixed bathing.
Oh, yes.
Yes, old stuff did partake in the bathing area.
There's a very nice bathhouse, but you are required to be somewhat naked.
When in Rome.
Oh, and we saw a terrible, terrible thing right at the front of,
that.
How the engine worked. And all I've written was it was really horrible.
It's basically self-sustaining, and they chopped bits off itself to feed into the... fire?
Mechanism?
Yeah, however it powers
itself. And it regenerates
itself. Drags the front. There's no engine. It's another one of these critters.
All I've written is engine, but clearly it was too upsetting.
Yes. And then whatever they cut off seems to grow back.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, there was dinner. That was very exciting. It was basically...
A menu.
We did.
Yeah.
Ah. There's basically a few other sort of human people on the train. Most of the people are either like locals from the Dreamlands or their cats. But there are also, as well as us, there's like three other humans from the real world. So there's the old lady and two gentlemen, one being the poet, the other being a grumpy Russian guy.
The guy is a warmonger.
Yes.
Mongers war.
He does monger war.
And there's a tiny black kitten who is adorable.
It wanted some more.
You ate all the food that it could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally gave it to
them. Mother was not impressed with it.
Mongers all the war.
Not some of the war.
All of it. All the war. But anyway, what else happened?
Nothing happened.
So, how many of you decided on fears you wish to discard forever, throwing them into the Gulf of Nodens?
I'm not
I
don't have any fears.
Sorry?
I don't have any fears.
Of course.
I might throw my son in there, for all you.
You could?
No, I really don't want to. I was joking.
Of course.
Yeah.
Joking. Honest. What about the rest of you? Anything?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
I haven't thought of anything.
Okay. Well, you've just finished rather a large meal, if I remember correctly.
Indeed.
And you sort of stagger back to your carriage and your compartment within it. Because it turns out you don't have a whole carriage to yourself. You've got a compartment in a carriage. But your compartment is split into five pieces, but you've done away with those internal what's-names. Once you get back, you find that fine sleeping clothes have been laid out for you all.
How delightful.
Your divans have been set up with fine quilts and silks and so on. Continuing the usual slightly bizarre setup, the ladies are all wonderful, big pillows and long flowing blankets, whereas the manly men get much harder mattresses with pipe stands next to them and all sorts of things. You get the impression that Henri might be a little old-fashioned. But yeah, you sort of settle down and sort of start making ready for bed. You're sort of in the process of changing behind various oriental style screens and getting ready for bed. Where you hear a at the door.
Hey, what's that? What? Open the door! Open the door!
There's a tiny black kitten that you might have recognised.
Meow.
It sort of comes in and starts looking around.
You can't see the look on Sadie's face.
Meow.
Indescribable.
Sadie's turned into... I don't know... What's the best description? The best description is that face from Standalone Complex.
Oh, the laughing man.
Yeah, the laughing man smiley face.
I don't know what that is. But it was a kitten. Meow. Meow.
It sort of wanders around. It will let you pet it. And it sort of wanders around. It notices the pipe stand, notices the wolf stash his bed, and jumps up onto his bed, jumps onto the pipe stand, and starts batting at a pipe.
I'm pretty sure you don't smoke tobacco.
It sort of licks the end of the pipe, but obviously doesn't smoke tobacco. It sort of drops down and goes through a bit of a wander around, and just having a look at everything. From outside you hear a meow, and the kitten goes makes the oops face and then disappears out the door. Bonjour, is everybody okay? Does anyone need anything before you dill in for the night?
No, I think we're quite well, thank you.
We will actually be arriving in Diathlene approximately 2 a.m. in the morning. Although you are free to enter the town if you wish, Diathlene is a little, how would you say, rough at that time of the night, so possibly you will not want to. But please do let me know if you wish to embark on the train, and I will put everything in order. I assume you will drop off. Mm-hmm. Which is weird, because you go to sleep in your dream.
Yay!
Well, you go to sleep in the dreamlands, which is technically your dream. It's weird.
I've dreamt about going to sleep before.
I've had a full on inception.
Up, but then panicked, because I then woke up again and I wasn't ready for work.
Yeah. No, I've actually had a full-on inception where I've gone to sleep and then dreamed in my dream. It was weird.
I basically sometimes dream that I'm just feeling really tired and I just want to curl up. Basically, I just lie down on the floor and curl up and go to sleep, which is a really weird thing to dream.
So you basically have the dream for the people at the end of Serenity. Just lie down and go to sleep. We'll all be fine. Apart from those of you who are... Nope, spoilers. Anyway,
for a movie that's been out for how many years now?
Considerable. But I'm still going to spoiler it. Right then. But yeah, so you all sort of fall asleep. The regular thud, 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 time seems perfectly normal now, as the weird tentacle centipedes stomp along the ground towards the next city. After a little while, you're probably all either asleep or sort of dozing. After a little while, the sound stops, and the whole place sort of jolts to a halt, which wakes you up a little bit. You can see outside it's very dark, and you can see the odd tower built out of, like, black basalt. And you can hear people unloading and loading things onto what you assume is another one of those platforms. Were you all doing anything?
I may be looking out the window, but not doing much more than that, because when Ori says it's a bit rocky, I listen.
Okay.
Mm.
Same.
Well,
I'm on that coast as well.
Oh, incidentally, Ulster, you're the one who read the book about the fairs, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's Henri. Henri Peters. Henri what? Peters, the conductor.
Oh.
That Henri.
What, he was the one that had the fairs?
No, he was the one who tried to save them at the end by running in and shooting that guy with the shotgun. Oh. That Henri.
Okay. Oh.
You're a bit weirded out. He wears a mask now, and like silks, but yeah, that's Henri. But anyway, you sort of look outside, and you can see the weird tentacles of the train are reaching into the baggage compartment and pulling out like cabbages and wool and just putting them in piles on the side of the platform, and they reach out and they put down a pallet of cabbages and then reach across and pull in, like, you think it's probably ivory? But if that's elephant tusks, the elephants must have been massive. Like, properly enormous. These tusks have got like a double curve in them. Have you got any natural history or history?
I've got history.
Are you looking out the window?
Well, yeah.
Make me roll on your history then.
Mr. Old Staff, are you looking out the window?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Because he had 75 in history.
In which case, he can also make a roll on history.
Yeah, I have that.
The dice is cocked, just so you know.
Yeah, passed.
Okay, those are mammoth tusks. You can see, like, a number of, guys standing around the platform, sort of black robes, swords on their hips. They seem to be watching out, and they're very obviously watching absolutely everything that's going on. But they've all got masks on, so you can't actually tell who they are. Henri extends the steps and trots down onto the thing and then exclaims, "Bonjour! Henri is here!" And several people sort of walk towards him. First off is this guy. He's got very pale hair. He's got very pale skin with dark hair. But his eyes are, he doesn't have any pupils to his eyes, he doesn't have any irises to his eyes. The entirety of his eyes are sort of, like, a flat yellow. And he sort of walks towards Henri. Hello. Would it be okay if I was to, come aboard? Why, yes, of course. However, I am afraid that I cannot procure for you a free ticket. But perhaps if you have something to trade, yes, I think I can probably do something. They talk for a little while longer. Spot hiddens for anybody watching?
No, I do not, Mr. Ulster.
So basically everybody's hanging out
over there.
Okay.
Those of you that pass, they converse back and forwards for a little bit, and then sort of during the conversation, this bottle of wine passes hands. And you recognise it as one of the, a bottle of cerulean wine, because you have that in the banquet.
Oh, yes.
And the chaps, thank you, and heads up, and actually starts heading into, the same carriage as you lot. Bit later, a couple of minutes after that, six people turn up. And, well, I say six people, it's more like 26 people, but only six people are getting on the train. The other 20 people are carrying the luggage of the six people who are getting on the train. They're like laughing and joking, and one of them's wandering along playing the lute as he comes, and they're all dressed in really fine looking clothes, covered in gold, like earrings and everything. And they sort of tramps up to the thing, and Henri goes, "Bonjour, bonjour, I am Henri. Yes, I am the Theophare. I am the leader of this delegation. We'd like to go to speak with King Coranes in Solanel. Will you be able to take us?" "Why, yes, of course, I can carry anybody who is willing to join us upon the train. I see you are all here, and will your servants be coming upon the train as well? We might have to find another beast for the train if I need to put all 20. "Ah, do not worry. Our servants will not be required on this trip. We will gladly rough it and just take whatever servants you can provide." "Ah, well, the train has many fine servants. I'm sure they will keep you in the manner to which you are accustomed." "Would be very impressed if they did, yes. Do you mind if we come aboard?" No, please, please. Not if you stack the luggage by the cabbages." All of the people in the fine clothes sort of look a bit askance when he says, "Stack the luggage by the cabbages." "Oh, do not worry, the cabbages are very fresh. Stack the luggage by the cabbage. And the train will take it upon themselves." And the servants put it all down and looked very glad to have put down the really huge amount of crates and baggage. You're sort of waiting to see if anybody else turns up. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Are you continuing to watch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About half an hour after you get there, this cloud passes over the moon. You haven't spotted them before, but they've obviously been waiting for this sort of moment, because several things come from a shadow. This small, can't really see them very clearly, but they sort of make a squelching sound as they move forward. And they sort of head towards Henri, who goes, "Bonjour, bonjour, welcome to the train." And one of them holds this, like, puffball thing forwards, and he goes,
We have to go to Solanel to speak with King Coranes."
Yes, of course. If I am thinking correctly, you are from Ib, are you not?"
"Yes, we are from Ib. Please take us upon your train. We would like to go to Solanel to speak with King Coranes."
"Yes, please come with me. And he leads them down the platform towards the side of the train, which sort of starts opening up. Tentacles flow out of the way to make a sort of passageway. Just as they're starting to go in, the moon comes out. Who's watching? Whoever's watching, make me a constitution check.
Okay. Dwarf Staff passes it.
I fail.
Old Staff passes it.
Me!
Okay. You lot, they're a bit disgusting. You two, you look on them and they're like, they're loathsome, flabby, jelly-like things made of green, stinking ooze that seem almost like they're going to collapse back into a puddle at any one time. They're carrying this puffball type affair with these huge round eyes and this little mouth on it. But they themselves, they don't have any mouths, or if they do, you can't tell what parts are mouths and what parts are just folds of the oozing fetid flesh. As they walk towards it and the light falls across them, they sort of shy away from the light as if realizing that they are that disgusting. Whereas you two, you pretty much almost leave your dinner. They're that gross.
Oh, I'm gonna put my head down.
They sort of flow and ooze into the passageway and the train closes behind them with a folding of tentacles. Even Henri sort of steps to one side, sort of dabs at his mask with a handkerchief before returning to the base of the stairs. He sort of looks up and down. The various dark clad figures sort of start oozing their way away, wandering off, or just slinking back into the shadows. He looks around himself, gets back on the stairs, heads back up inside. Stairs fold up, and the beast starts going bump, bump as it walks out of Diathlene. However, just as it's starting to walk out of Diathlene, this woman appears at the far end and shouts, "Wait, wait!" and starts running along the platform as it starts moving off. Eventually, she sort of leaps as it's leaving the last part of the platform and grabs onto one of the tentacles and then pulls herself on board. She's sort of swinging down below one of your windows at the moment. What are you doing?
She's probably helping.
Can we help her?
Yeah. You lean over and you sort of drag her in and she goes, "Ah, 1,000 thanks, my friend. I thought I was going to miss the train there. My name is Zazuza." And don't ask me how you're supposed to pronounce that. Z-S-U-S-Z-A. Zazuza. Tomorrow night, I will dance for you. Dream Law? You might make it. You made the last one.
Possible. We'll set it at 3, so... Yeah, no.
No.
I'll roll the stars one at 2. Fuck no.
She seems a bit disappointed that you don't recognise her name. Oh, have you seen the conductor around here? Bonjour. Henry is outside of the compartment. If you would like to come out of those people's compartment, I can provide you with a ticket and get you settled into your own compartment. She takes one look around the thing and says, "Well, I'd be quite comfortable here, but yes, okay." And sort of wanders out the door.
How is she dressed? Is she in modern type clothing?
No. She's... Well, let me put it this way. If you were to imagine the typical sort of harem dancer sort of clothing, that's pretty much what she's wearing.
Okay, so not a lot then?
Oh, no. She's covered in flowing silk and big harem pants and things like that. Sorry, I'm just reading a bit of the plot. Because here it says, at the keeper's option, this can conclude the first night of dreaming. No. Because, well, we've only just got started, and I really haven't read Milan. Not since I read through it first. Oh god, it's not Milan even, it's Lucerne next. Yeah. Shit. See, yeah, we'd be totally stopped. So, I'm going to continue with you lot dreaming. So then. The train continues. Thud, 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 thud. You all get back to sleep. A and sort of wake up in the morning when there's light knocking on your door and you're invited to breakfast. They haven't given me a breakfast menu, but it is much the same as the dinner menu, but more impressive.
Is there chocolate?
There can be, if you wish it.
Glorious.
Henri is, after all, Belgian. You wish for there to be a giant pile of chocolate for your breakfast? Henri will make it happen! We are on our way to Zaar, which is a parkland city with lots of temples and so on. Unfortunately, it is the abode of unformed dreams, so do not wander too far. Just in case you are, you know, drawn into the dreams and never return. I would suggest, in fact, that when we stop at Zaar, you remain upon the train. But we will not be getting there for quite some time. So you all sort of sit down at lunch. At breakfast, and those posh people come in, the ones in with all the servants, and Henri sort of directs them over to your table. It's quite a big table. Ah, hello, hello. I am Theophed. Do you mind if we join you?
Not at all.
He's quite good looking. As are the other two men. There's also three women. This is Amor. He points to one of the men. This is Caramel, spelled slightly different from the actual thing. This lovely lady, he points to the blonde lady, is Ibex. Red-haired lady, Dolce. Black-haired lady, B-Sweet. So, where are you all travelling from? Are you intending to go all the way?
I'm going to be quite quiet because I don't want to piss anyone else off.
Oh, the old lady is on your table and she is glaring at you, by the way. The poet is also on your table.
Make eye contact.
Yeah. The poet is also on your table, but at the other end of the table from you.
Good. I don't make eye contact
with
him either.
So, are you going all the way?
I don't think we've really discussed it, have we?
No.
We weren't exactly expecting to come on the train, you see. And then we found ourselves here, so it's a delightful train.
Is this your first time to the Dreamlands?
Yes.
I see. So you're from the waking world?
Yes.
Everybody sort of titters. Ah, very interesting. How is the waking world? I've heard tales that King Karadis himself is from there. Is that true? Have you met him in the real world? You've got... make me a dreaming lore roll, but I'm pretty certain you have no clue who King Karadis is.
I know it's who they're going to visit. That's it. And he's in somewhere beginning with S.
Sonanil.
Sonanil.
Which is where Mackenzie is going.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You've got no clue.
I don't believe so. The waking world is rather large, you see.
Ah, yes. Well, Dreamlands is very large as well.
This is becoming apparent, yes. From, the train itself is rather large.
And it's been long when we stopped. That, now I hesitate to mention this, but there are actually some of the beings from Ib on the train.
What's Ib?
I don't know, but beings. Disgusting, flabby little thing.
Oh gosh, yes.
All squishy and covered in goo. Have you seen them? They're disgusting.
Yes.
Ah, you have seen them, yeah. Aren't they horrible? Oh, they're so vile.
Can we possibly not talk about this at breakfast?
Oh, no. You see, there's a way of getting around. We found this out. If you find, if you can catch hold of a being of it, now you will need a bat after it. and you push them into the corner of a room. They stay there, stuck. It's hilarious. They just sort of stick there, waving their arms and legs. Oh no, it's great fun. It's great fun.
They stick and it slowly makes it wet down. There's a thing in the arms and legs.
That's pretty much what he's suggesting. But yes, it's ever so good. They don't even fight back. It's amazing. But yes, if you're interested, we could maybe go on an ib hunt later.
I think I'm happier just leaving them to our own devices, and I'll.
Oh, but it's such fun. It really is such fun. They don't resist or anything. You just pick them up and squish them in the corner. It's hilarious. No, Porcupino likes that idea, doesn't she?
Oh, sounds pretty much like biting you, bitch.
they sort of notice this and sort of lean over. Would you like to join us, perhaps?
I really shouldn't. I'm sure my wife has something to say about that.
Is your wife here? Is it one of these ladies?
No.
Ah, well, in that case, why didn't you join us on an imp hunt?
I really can't.
Go on, you know that you want to. They really are quite disgusting creatures.
I'm sure they're very interesting for many reasons, but I can't possibly go about pushing them into corners. I'm sure that it's not a gentlemanly thing to do.
Mm. Well, if you change your minds, we will be hunting Ib all day, as it were. Yes, so, we are travelling to Sona Nil, you know, to speak with the king. We're hoping he's going to mediate between us and the Ibbons.
Is he known for his mediation?
Oh, King Karanus is a great man. Yes, he's an absolutely wondrous man. He really is. He's one of the greatest kings in all the land, you know.
But you said there was a rumour he might be from the Waking World.
Ah, well, we don't hold that against people, you know. We're much less prejudiced than you Waking World. We've got all sorts here. But yes, we're going to ask him to mediate between us and the things. The things claim that we did them a terrible wrong, but it was their own fault, really, for being so disgusting.
This is a little harsh. I mean, you can't exactly hold us against people for being disgusting, even if you don't necessarily.
Yes, but if you don't do anything to stop being disgusting, then at some point, right-minded people just have to deal with it, don't they? But yes, King Karanus has requested both sides of the issue, although I don't see how it's really an issue at all, to send him delegations so he can listen to our arguments and deliver a judgment. Obviously, King Karanus, being a wise and just man, is
right.
They shove them in corners because they can't do anything.
They don't fight back. You just push them in the corner and they stay there, stuck with their own putrescence. It's very funny. Would you care to join us?
No, thank you.
Ah, you're missing out. Although you do have to take a bath afterwards. But yes, we're hoping that, we're hoping that... And is very tempted to join them, I can tell. King Karanus will obviously find us in the right. Because, well, I mean, look at us. We're no beings from Ib, are we? We aren't putrescent, disgusting creatures that can only speak through a puffball little thing with a squeaky voice. No. We are fine people. Look at our clothing. Clothing make us the man, you know. Your clothing's very fine. Well done. Do they have...
I'm
sorry, what's
the clothes that I'm wearing are still the dream clothes.
Yes, but he's actually talking to Wolfstash.
Yes, they have tailors.
Yes. Is yours a very fine man? You're wearing your stage magician's outfit, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I
like the cut of it. It's very fine. But don't you find that those weird tubular things that you have your legs in are a little chafing? He's wearing more of a tunic-y type, like, toga-y thing. I like to feel the air, you know.
I can see the appeal.
Plus, it allows you to move more freely when hunting him. Ha ha! But yes!
I'm really obsessed with him.
Well, they're so disgusting. We have to drive them out of the city. It was terrible. Although, I was not there. It was nearly 1,000 years ago. I don't know why they're still cross. God, it's terrible. At breakfast.
Oh, we're table.
Okay.
I'm not exactly thrilled about that.
We pushed them into the lake.
I have a disapproving look as well.
Yes.
Is that what...
Well, supposedly. We weren't there, obviously. It was 1,000 years ago, but according to the Ib, we did. But everybody believes in Ib. Spears were mentioned. I do know that we had their statue thing, but it went away.
Statue thing?
Yes, they had some lizardy thing on a statue. And it used to be the tradition that every year on the day, we'd all gather together, and the king and the high priest would... desecrated, you know. Like you do when you conquer somebody. Desecrate their idols and such. But it disappeared.
Pagan?
Probably. In long ago, so it's hardly an issue nowadays. But yes, supposedly the Ib returned. And are now complaining that, ooh, you drove us out of our city and you took our rival, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you're going to be so loathsome, what do you expect if they clean up a little bit? Perhaps stop being squidgy, little, you know, putrid, feces-looking things.
We are at breakfast.
Oh, yes, but... None of us have weak stomachs, surely. We're all fine, ladies and gentlemen. The old lady is glaring at him.
Good.
I don't like you, young sir. Oh, do you not? Oh, that's a shame. You're such a charming old lady. Come near me, and I shall insert this fork in you. I see. Not after I've inserted the fork, you won't. I see. He eases slowly a little bit further away from Mrs. Bruya. So, you going to Solomon Hill as well? Mackenzie's woken up after all the talking of beings from Ib, which he doesn't seem to be following. You're assuming he slept through. I'm off to Solomon Hill and all. Are you really? Why are you going to Solomon Hill? Oh, well, I'm hoping to become a poet, you know. Really? A poet? Oh, would you care to grace us with some of your poetry, perhaps? I always find poetry works well with breakfast. He looks down the table.
Everywhere other than at them.
Yeah, he looks down the table at Old Staff and sort of goes, oh, maybe later. I'll do it maybe later.
Destroyed a man's confidence.
Yes, you're evil.
Obviously, thing to laugh about.
I've destroyed a man's confidence. But pushing beings of Ib into a corner, that was just terrible.
That's not that bad. That's always like it. You're kind of a dick.
Wow.
Cthulhu is kind of a game full of people who are kind of dicks.
Yeah, but it's the first time I've had them mostly on the player side.
Mostly on the player. Who else is a dick?
I'm mostly thinking of Old Staff here, though.
Quite a big dick.
monster. Quite a big dick.
Well, his wife
doesn't love him. Now we know why his Amazonian wife stays with him. Scaled as an Amazonian queen, so...
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
But anyway, yeah, so you pass an... you pass an interesting breakfast as you sort of chow down on various sweetmeats and all such things. And the train continues on. Do you want to do anything? The Sarnathians leave on an ib hunt after finishing a smallish meal. It's not a good idea to go hunting ib on a full stomach, you know, just in case you lose your lunch all over their faces. And then wanders off.
Do you think we ought to warn the ib?
It's a disgusting human being. That's coming from me.
That Abruya gives him a look when he says that, finishes up her tea and goes,
Are they human? I mean, what are you? Them? I mean,
who? The Ib or the Sarnathians?
Sarnathians.
The Sarnathians are. They're very pretty humans.
I mean, humans, they just look like humans. I mean, they're from here. Who knows?
I found them quite inspiring in a sort of brutalist manner.
The desecration of an artifact is just beyond
loathsome. Oh, no, historically speaking, that's got quite a precedent. The Romans used to do it all the time. They'd take over a country and drag the totem or idol of the enemy country's god back to Rome, and then every year on the eve of the victory, they would desecrate it again to prove that they were still superior to the people that they'd conquered. So, I mean, there's quite some people back in the waking world that would claim that Rome is in fact more civilized than we ourselves are, what with the rise of fascism and all.
Hmm.
Although, the fasces, the symbol of six rods bound together with an axe, is actually a Roman symbol.
Hmm.
Is this the poet guy that's telling us this?
Yes.
Can I apologise to him profusely because he's on the street actually something that would really, really impress me?
Well, go ahead. How do you apologise to him?
Can it be something along the lines of apologising for how rude I was to him and that every man should aspire to something and that I'm actually very, very admiring and respectful of his ambition and his eagerness to learn, and that it's been a terribly long day and a terribly long journey. And
that's understandable. But you shouldn't perhaps be quite so quick to mock. It's a difficult trade. Is poetry, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, history is easy. I picked up history as part of my...
Like it again.
What did you say?
She said, I don't like him again.
Wow.
Well, history is easy because I had to learn that as part of my work. But, thank you, I think. Anyway, I'm going to go off and see if I can write a little something before lunch. Oh, did you see, you know, the Russian?
No.
Yeah. I was hearing funny noises from his compartment all night. Every now and again I'd wake up and he'd be like, oh no! Very strange. He left his room several times. Just so you know, dear listener, The people at the end of the table are passing notes backwards and forwards and giggling to themselves.
Oh lord, we're in school again.
I didn't pass any notes, I just read one.
Are you not willing to share with the entire group?
Yes, Archive. What are you trying to hide from teacher?
Well, read it.
Oh my god, I can't remember. I don't even remember the context for that one.
I don't even remember writing it down.
Well, this is a quote from earlier in the campaign, but please, please tell us.
For all I know, my father may have a USB port in his testicles. It's not like I've checked. I don't know where the fuck that came from.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice for fine, quote marks, role-playing podcasts.
And anatomy lessons.
USB books. In your testicles.
Well, no, my father's testicles.
Your father's
testicles. But not, obviously.
I was just looking at how much my book I've gone through, because I've almost reached M.
That's
M?
Yeah,
I'm not almost reached.
Like, if I accidentally bought them address books instead of diaries, but Archive has nearly filled hers.
No, I've almost got halfway.
Oh, right, okay,
I'm almost halfway.
I'm only on E.
I should point out, though, this is the first book and we're only just halfway through it.
Yeah.
Am I going to need to get you another note?
Well, it depends if Sadie dies. If Sadie dies, then I'm not going to be writing a diary anymore.
Ah, good plan.
So it'll be going a lot slower.
So you're sort of hoping you die?
Well, otherwise I'll need a new book.
Okay.
So you want to die at about Z?
Well, yes, that would work quite well.
About Z, she'd like to pop her clogs. But anyway, shall we get back to the damn game?
Yeah, let's do that then.
Yeah, yes.
You continue thudding along.
Right, so can I find an inn to warn it that it's been hunted?
Well, you sort of start effectively hunting for an inn.
I was going to ask Henri if, like, he could warn the inn.
You sort of head to try and find Henri, but you sort of find him at the kitchen. I'm very sorry, I am so busy, there is so much to do. I am very sorry, I do not have time. If you need anything, please speak to the air or to the tentacles. Please, okay. I'm sorry, I'm very busy. And he has to rush off.
In that case, I suppose I'm imp hunting, but without the aim of putting it in a corner. I did ask if any of you wanted to help.
We did see where they got brought into the train. Roughly.
Yeah, they're underneath part of train, though. That's the problem.
Oh.
Well, you could touch the tentacles. So if you ask the tentacles, maybe the tentacles will help.
How do you...
Well, presumably we find a tentacle and ask it.
The whole thing is made of tentacles.
Next, start asking the wall, then.
You wander over to the wall and go, What do you say?
Hello.
part of the wall goes,
hello, we're a bit worried about the inn. We think the Sarnathians are going to start hunting them.
The tentacle waves in a rhythmic fashion.
I'm not sure what that translates as, I'm afraid.
The air is now addressing you.
Hello, yes, I was just mentioning the Sarnathians are pretty good stuff. Hunting the ib? I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. Can I make any kind of roll try?
You have no clue.
What the, okay.
Madame Brouillard seems to be able to talk to them. Well, she mostly talked at them, which might be a different thing.
Yeah. I'm just passing the information along and hopefully you'll be able to help them in some fashion.
Or warn them.
Or warn them, yes. I'll go now. Bye.
You wander off. What are you doing? Welcome to the Dreamlands. Everything makes no sense. So what are you doing? Are you going hunting or what?
if you find them and then you lead them to the imp?
Then I'll rescue the imp out of a corner and go take a bath. I feel sorry for the imp. It's like you and the kitty.
Such a cute kitty.
Oh, quick question. Which of you has the highest app?
I'm 50. Elstaff is 70.
I'm on 60.
Elstaff is seriously pretty.
Oh, yes, he is.
I am. I'm incredibly charming, incredibly handsome.
Well, the handsome part.
Intelligent as well.
75?
Yeah.
Ah, so you're not as pretty as Izzy.
Izzy's the prettiest.
Izzy is the prettiest. There we go, then. So what are you going to do?
Are there any cats about?
There's a couple having breakfast.
I'm even about to try this. Can I go up to one of the cats?
Yeah, it's a big tortoise shell thing. Massive cat. Enormous cat. It's like the biggest cat you've ever seen.
Hello.
Meow.
I don't suppose you know where the imp are. I wanted to warn them about.
It turns its head and sort of nods in the direction of the corridor.
Oh, that way. Thank you.
It nods again.
Is there anything I can give the cats? It's
sat in a plateful of salmon. Oh, well, it's literally just lying next to a salmon.
If it lets me, I'll say thank you.
You sort of reach down towards it and it looks, it gives you the, you're not trying, are you human? Because
okay.
I will take your arm off. I will cut you. I will cut you.
It's like, and I will politely leave the cat alone.
Like a crab with a knife.
Yeah, that, it's the way that whenever they put their hand towards it, it waves the knife at them. You have not seen this video. Look it up. Crab with a knife. It's quite funny. But anyway.
I head off in the direction of
You sort of, it doesn't take you very, very long. You wander down the corridor, and you see the Sarnathians. And they're sort of, in one corner of the thing, you go on, go on, grab him and shove him up there! And they're sort of crowding around and Theobed keeps sort of reaching forwards and they hear you come in and they go, come on, join in! Come on, you're obviously a finer stock than the rest of your group. Come and join us! We found one! We're about to shove him in the corner! Go on, Theobed, grab him! Theobed sort of goes forward, but doesn't quite get hold of. What you can now see is a being of imp sort of standing in the corner. It's not really dodging very much, it's just sort of, you know, looking a bit confused. It's like, go on, Theobed! And he doesn't grab it because he's like, go on, you have a go, you have a go.
I think I could get, well, take hold of it?
Yes, you probably could. Make me a constitution roll.
Yes, I pass.
You reach, you rush forward, and you grab the being of Ib. Oh my god, it's disgusting! Oh, I'm waiting out the microphones. I need to avoid doing that. It's horrible. The moment you touch it, your clothes are filled with a stink. Just stink. It's not like you've dripped bits of the being of Ib on you. It's just you touch the being of Ib and all your clothes stink instantly. And all your hair feels like greasy and disgusting. You've got this squirmy little slimy cold thing in your hands. And it doesn't resist you. It just sort of sits there going, looking a bit surprised. Go on! Up in the corner! Up in the corner!
There's gotta be a better corner. We'll leave the place with the
thing. You start carrying the being of Ib along, and they start following. Go on! Find a good corner! Go on! Oh, how about that one? That's all very opaque. He'll never come out of there. Go on, shove him in the corner. And the being carried along. It's sort of like, its arms are flopping as you carry it. And it's sort of, it's looking around itself as you carry it along. What?
Oh god, it's not got a fluffy
ball,
has it?
No mouth. You're right, it doesn't have fluffy balls. No, it doesn't have the puffball thing isn't there.
Right.
It's all.
I have an excellent plan.
Right.
There's our compartment. I'm heading for everybody else.
You head through the dining cart, and several of the cats sort of watch as you go past, carrying a sort of... It's not squirming, because it's just sort of letting you do whatever you want. It's just sort of lying there, flopping about as you carry it. And the Sarnathians are like, come on, in the corner. Oh, we could shove him in the cooking pot. That'd be funny. Look, there's a big pot over there. Shove him in that. That'd be hilarious.
What do you do afterwards? I'm just gonna ask.
We could kick the pot around the floor. It'd be really funny. Because there'd be an ib in the pot, and we'd be kicking the pot. It'd be hilarious.
I'll carry on all
and the ib creature is still sort of hanging limply in your arms as you carry it across, and you feel gross now. It's like, you almost think that the mere act of touching it has changed the composition of your sweat into something like olive oil mixed with manure.
Lovely.
Yeah, you're sort of walking along and it's like, oh, this is disgusting. And you get into your carriage, and there's the door to your compartment. Go on, shove him in the corner. Oh, we could stick him on the outside of the train. That'd be amazing. You'd just be stuck there like that.
Okay. Is there a nearby window?
Yes, there's loads.
Right. What I want to do is put the ib outside, tell it I'll come and rescue it.
Right.
Whilst making the Sarnathians think he is in fact outside, and thus they'll leave him alone.
Okay.
Oh no, I've got an even better plan. I want to go find him.
Okay, you walk into your room. All of you make constitution checks.
Passed.
All star
passed as well.
Okay, the door opens, and in comes Izzy. Izzy comes in, carrying a limp, flopping about being a vib. Sadie, you failed, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who else failed? Anyone? You both go, wah! It's gross, it's disgusting, and it's going to drip on the carpets.
Oh, not the carpets.
And she comes in carrying it. She's touching the thing. Have you ever picked up a frog? You know how they sort of fold over your fingers a little bit when you're trying to carry them back to the pond?
No, I think they come out with a spade and then I fling them in the direction of the water.
I look after my frogs. My frogs do me a ton of good work. They kill all the ants in my garden.
Okay.
Stick him in the corner! The Sarnathians have just walked in.
You do magic tricks.
Go on, stick him in the corner!
Right.
Go on! They all turn to old staff. Maybe you should do it. You look a strong guy. Shove him up in the corner.
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, they are quite disgusting, but look, she's got it. Go on! In the corner.
Okay, so I need to try and find a way... Stage magic. Okay.
Is there conceivably a way
I can disappear? Have I disappeared something this kind of size before?
Oh god, yeah, you've disappeared your entire self before. Admittedly, you did that with a trapdoor, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
There's plenty of, like, covers and silks around here that you could do some misdirection with.
Okay. I'm gonna try and use stage magic. To
disappear the being of it.
Disappear the being of it, yes.
Right. You passed your constitution roll, didn't
you? Yes, I did.
This is going to involve touching it.
Oh boy.
You're going to need a bath.
Well, that's fine. I was probably going to take a bath later anyway.
So you sort of wander over towards her. Do you take the being of imp from her?
I'm gonna have to, aren't I?
He reaches out and takes the being of imp from you. And
I will show you a magic trick.
The being of imp is sort of hanging in your hands. And then he reaches out and takes hold of it, and it doesn't sort of even do anything, it just sort of waves at you as
And now
you've got hold of the unresisting being of it. Also, oh my god, it is so disgusting. It is the most horrific. Right, imagine if you will, you've gone out into the woods and it's a cold winter's day and you've found like some fox shit and just randomly picked it up. That's the kind of level of horrible that it is.
But it waves.
At the moment it's sort of hanging limply in his hands.
What does that mean?
Sort of waiting to see what's going to happen.
Okay, I would like to try and use stage magic to disappear.
The imp.
The imp.
Make me a stage magic roll.
Okay.
Please don't. Probably want to succeed at this.
Yeah, I really do.
Because shoving a being of imp down your pants is not a great choice.
No! It wang! I pass.
Okay. You have the being of imp in front of you, and you sort of pull up your cloak, and sort of wave it in front of the being of imp. The being of imp just sort of watches it go back to the floor and then looks to see where it went. And the Sarnathians are like, oh, are you going to put it in the corner? And he waves the cloak again and the being of it goes, ooh. Doesn't make any sound because it's got no mouth. And it looks again and the Sarnathians are like, oh, it's going to be amazing, it's going to be amazing. And then you do it a third time and throw the imp into the corner. and then when you reveal, there's nothing there. And they're like, wow! How did you do that? And they immediately look in the top corners of the entire room. Sorry, what did you say, old Pokemon?
Can I do
the
spot
hidden
or something to see what he just done?
Nope.
No?
No?
Magic.
Yeah, but he's landed on a cushion as opposed to being shoved bodily in the corner to a deer with his own... Wow! That's amazing. Ha! One less imp to worry about. Guess we should go and find the others. And they all troop out. Oh, no, wait. Bath first. They all head in the direction of the bathhouse.
Now, wait until they've finished. Fuck it off. Damn. Okay, so I, look where the imp is.
You turn around, and the being of imp is sat on a cushion slowly oozing over it, sort of in the corner, and sort of watching you.
I just wanted to find you to warn you that Sarnathians were hunting you, but I'm afraid I was a bit late. Do you want me to, do you want us to help you get back to your,
friend?
Contingent of friends? You can come out the corner. If you would like to also find your friends, nod. No.
It sort of mimes somebody mincing?
Henri? You wanted to take you to Henri. Okay.
He nods.
Okay, do you need me to carry you, or...?
It points at his legs.
I wasn't sure if you were stuck still. I don't know. I don't entirely know how it works.
It stands up off the pillow. There's, excellent. You know when you pull apart, like, glued paper? Yeah. You see that sort of stringy glue, yeah. Like, so it's like that as it's pulling it off your cushion. It stands up. It's oozing on the floor as well.
Well, let's go then.
You two are busy sitting in the corner. It's
well, we'll catch up with you later.
Righto.
I assume the moment that the being leaves, you request the air clean the compartment. If so, the tentacles reach in and just pick up everything the being of him took and throw them out the window. Just... no attempt to clean them. no attempt to clean them, no attempt to preserve them. It just grabs them and hurls them out the window.
Probably for the
bear. So you sort of wander along into the baggage car carriage, actually. And Henri's there and he's moving crates. This is so much of a difficulty. Why do they have to bring so much luck? Oh, bonjour! Emmy's here.
Bonjour.
Oh, bonjour. Why are you up here? The being goes, sort of looks confused, waves an empty hand at him, and then shrugs. Oh, I see. You don't have your little puffball friend. Okay. I will take this person back to their compartment, and thank you very much. Might I suggest that you go and take a bath of some description?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, will you need some kind of laundering done?
Yes.
Okay. Your compartment? Oh no, your compartment has been dealt with. Excellent. In which case, if you leave your clothes by the side of the bath, the servants will take care of it for you.
Thank you.
Now, do you have any preference on material?
The silk beautiful?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Right.
And yourself? Excellent. Bon. I will have that dealt with. What he means to say is, we're going to burn your current clothes and replace them with clothes exactly the same.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to come out.
So you sort of go, and you go into the bathhouse, obviously, and have a bath. The Sarnathians have taken up the big tub on their own, and they're sort of laughing and joking and washing, and they're all sort of playing weird games with the soap.
Oh my.
There is six of them.
They keep dropping it though.
Mostly on purpose. And yeah, you both go into the sort of more private room. It takes a while to get the stink of being off you though. Why the Sarnathians would do that for fun, you're not really sure. But
yeah, because they're horrible people.
It's
hilarious.
Bar.
Yes, it's an excuse, you know. yeah, eventually.
See, it's many.
You spend about an hour in there. And it's not an hour of soaking, it's an hour of scrubbing. When you come out of the bath, your clothes have been replaced with exact replicas of your clothes, but made from some. In your case, they have relocated all your pigeons. But anyway, I take it you return to your carriage? There's new furnishings! After throwing the old furnishings out, after about 10 minutes, new furnishings come in through the window on a tentacle and start getting arranged. You're wandering along. You start seeing, like, rolling hills and the outskirts of the city. You think you might be coming up on the next stop. Mm-hmm. What are you all doing? Anything? Nothing.
What is the next stop? We have the,
Czar is the next stop.
Isn't that where the lady said she was getting off?
No.
The lady was... No. Didn't say anything. She said she'd dance for him.
Zazuza. Yes, Zazuza did indeed say she would dance for you the next day. But no, Czar, nobody was getting up at Czar. That's where Henri told you it was a bad idea to get off.
Oh, okay, that's where I went with.
Unformed dreams.
Yes. Eventually the train starts passing through, like a park-like city, but there's only a scattering of buildings. It looks like it's a huge, lordly, terraced city filled with Grecian temples and so on. But whenever you look at one of the buildings, you realise that it was something somebody'd started but never finished. So the pillars only go up about 6 foot and then they're just unfinished stone, or the building has been put together, but the edges are all rough and unfinished, and it's very strange. into the station. You can see that the station, for the most part, has been completed, but they haven't put the stairs in, there's no railings, it's not finished. It's only half finished. Mackenzie sort of comes out, and so does the Russian gentleman whose name I have by accident forgotten. Karakol. They both sort of come out and sort of have a look out the window. And the Russian is he looks quite pale, actually. Like he hasn't slept well. He looks a bit ruffled. I might step out for a moment. Bonjour! I would just like to remind you all that setting foot in Tsar would be a very bad thing to do. I would strongly recommend that every passenger remain on board. Thank you for your consideration. If you do wish to alight from the train, please do so at your own risk. Excellent. Please excuse me, I must deal with the cargo. There are a few, people on the platform, sort of waiting, but they've got the same sort of half-finished look as the buildings. Like, there's a face, but it's sort of misshapen, like somebody's drawn the eyes and nose, but not bothered with the chin and the mouth, or they've done the face, but the body is just sort of a shapeless blur. It's really strange. Henri starts unloading cargo onto the thing, and the unfinished people start bringing forward big pouches of plant bulbs or something. Are you doing anything while this happens?
Just watching.
Okay. You sit and hang out the windows again. The Sarnathians are sort of laughing and joking from their compartment a few down from you. You do see the yellow-eyed guy as well. The guy who got on and paid with the wine. Mm. He sort of comes out and takes a look out the window. I am Miranim Mare. Pleased to meet you.
Of the water.
I see. Are you a wine connoisseur?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say connoisseur, certainly enthusiast.
Have you ever tasted the wines of Sarub?
Was that the one they served?
Yeah. It was quite nice. It was light chartreuse.
I tasted it for the first time the previous evening.
Yes. Was it good?
Yes.
I'm actually a wine merchant myself. So if you are interested in Cerubian wines in particular, then please do let me know. You might be able to do some form of... I'm come! There's a bloke on the platform. I've come! I've seen it! The things I've seen! He's hair down to his waist with sticks in it, like ripped up clothes and tattered trousers, and everybody's like, what? Miranim Mare just sort of goes, no, this is not my pay grade, and wanders off. I've come, dreams unthought, and I'm born, yes, you've got to understand, I tore my eyes out, but I can still see, yes. I've got a ticket! And he sort of walks towards the train, and Henry very carefully pulls the stairs up for a moment. I don't... You must let me on, I have a ticket! Yes, a ticket. I have a ticket with me. I will go all the way to the end. Yes, to the end. And then I'll throw it at him.
What a terrible
man. We must, should we save him? I mean, he seems to be mad.
I am mad, but I've got a ticket. You cannot refuse. I must go to the chasm, and once I reach the chasm, I'll throw it in his face. I'll throw it at him.
What are you all doing? He's just sort of stamping up and down the platform and ranting.
Does he actually have no eyes?
He actually does have eyes. Well, one eye.
Okay.
He doesn't have another eye.
He seems to have clawed that other eye out.
Okay.
He has got one eye.
Okay.
But he is claiming to have clawed out both of his eyes.
Okay.
But he can still see. I can still see. I've got to take it and I can still see. I have to get to him so I can throw it in his damn face. My ticket. It will take me there. It will take me there. It has to.
Does it look like an actual ticket?
It's a ticket to this train. It's tattered and it's knackered and it seems to have been in some madman's pocket for years or maybe centuries, but it is definitely a ticket for this train.
I
have to admit, he's a bit. I worry that he will upset the other passengers. What do you think we should do? He seems to be, a little touched in the head.
True.
I've had my experiences with mad people on trains before.
If that's private, you could just put the little touched in the head people.
Oh. In theory, we could tie him up and put him in the baggage on train.
Oh. I suppose that's not entirely suitable.
Well, you'd probably be happier if you got on the train.
Oh, you have to let me on the train. I've got a ticket and I have to throw it at him.
Ticket doesn't necessarily say you're not going to be tired if you put in the baggage car.
No. I will be on the train. I will be the king of the train. The train. You've got to let me aboard the train. I do not know what we should do with this man. What do you think we should do?
Well,
anyone want to make a persuade check?
I'll give it a shot.
You want to leave the madman behind or bring him with you?
Whose face does he want to throw what in?
I'm assuming he wants to throw
his ticket at Nogan's face.
Possibly.
You could shout out the window without.
You can ask it. Ask the greedy man.
What did you want to throw at who?
Oh, him that sits in the hole, him that thinks he's so clever, him that thinks he's so good. I've got to throw it in his face. All of the lies. So many lies. Oh, I am good, he says. Oh, I am on your side, he says. He's lying. He is on his own side. Always on his own side. He's always been on his own side. Just because he hates the one with the face, it does not mean he loves the ones like us. He is wrong, and he is evil, and I will throw it in his face!
I don't necessarily think that's going to end very well.
Oh, it will end well. It will end perfectly. His lies will slap him in the face like a fist of his own angry god.
He's the one
who may be mad, but he doesn't seem to be violent towards us at all.
You're currently in the train, you're not on the platform, he can't actually reach you.
Can we do a psychology roll to establish if we think he'd be violent towards us?
Yes, if you want.
Okay.
It's difficult though, because he's mad.
Well, yes, but I just dropped my dice. But
well done. Good start.
Oh, I can use this one if I move it. May I fail?
You think he's mad?
Can I make a psychology roll?
Yes.
Okay.
And use this little watch and just...
No, I didn't pass that.
He's definitely mad.
He's mad.
You've no idea if he'd be violent towards you or not. I can get there to the chasm, to the hole, and then I'll throw it in his face, the damn liar. The liar. He lies. He hates the one with the face. Oh yes, the one with the long face, he hates him, but he doesn't love us. Not really. We're just tools. We're tools to him. Him and all his cat friends.
Did he just talk crap about the cats?
There's no cats nearby.
Oh dear. I think this might end badly if he's talking shit about the cats.
Oh no. They don't listen either. No, she's not here. No, she doesn't care. Oh, she's busy swanning around the pyramids. Yeah, does she help? No. She sat there while he took over. And then they built the great temples, and they built the great things, and they worshipped him for God knows how long. Who knows how long they worshipped him, and she did nothing. Oh, a couple of leopards here or there. Who cares? That's nothing. Running around on a seashell.
Which, weirdly, if you know anything about Nodens, is exactly what he does. I'm just gonna wait while he stops laughing. Yeah, on the train. On the train, you've got to let me on the train, because then I can throw it in his face, the liar. The liar. He claims to love you. He claims to he's going to take all of your problems. Oh yes, of course he will. He'll take all of your problems. No, he won't. He's a liar. He's not really going to take all your problems. He's just going to eat them. Om nom nom.
Would that also take them?
No. Taking and eating are different things. Don't you know your alimentary system? If you take something, you hold it tight and you keep it safe. If you eat it, you take its power. I'm going to make him take all of his own power. With his lies. And his stupid face. And his seashells. And all of that rubbish. Him, and all of them like him. They all claim to help, but they don't really help. They're lying. They hate his face. Oh yeah, they hate his face. But that's nothing. He actually likes us. He likes us. We're so funny to him. But yeah, he'll help you. Oh, he'll help you for a price. But yeah, perhaps that price is better to be paid than the price of the one who's lying. Maybe. What do you think? I know my answer. Let me on the train and I'll show you. What should we do with this person? I have no idea what to do here.
Can you refuse him? I mean, if he has a ticket, I mean...
I would love to help him, and I think possibly if he goes to the Gulf of Nodens, possibly he might be cured if he was to throw his madness in. But I worry that he might be disruptive to the passengers.
Well, we can just lock him in the baggage card, like you said.
We could, yes. Are you making a persuade?
Oh, go on. Why not? It'd be funny. Fuck no. Not on 97.
You could push the roll.
No. I don't care that much.
Yes. You've got to take me. You've got to take me on the train. I've got a ticket. I held on to it. All those years.
Henri, is there possibly a small private suite that looks from the outside that you could possibly
put you in? Sadly, the padded compartment is in use at the moment by our little friends, if you see what I mean. Unfortunately, really only the baggage van would be appropriate for this man. Are you trying to persuade him to take the madman on?
Only if there's a
secure place to put him. We can put him in the baggage van. That would not be too difficult. There is a cupboard in there. We could lock him in there.
Are you making persuade there also?
What, to lock him in a cupboard?
Yes.
It's an option.
Not a very nice one, is it?
The other option is to leave him behind here in the land of lost dreams.
Can we not put him in a room and then, bolt it from the outside in some way, or jam the door so that he stays in the room?
We can try, but I worry that you might be able to hear him through the wall. We can do it, though. Please make me a persuade roll for Holster.
Holster, you got 57 against your 44, so if you want to spend 13 luck...
I spent a lot of luck last session, though.
You've got 63 luck.
You have got a ton of luck.
Yeah. Oh, go on then, let's get the madman on board. Okay. I feel really bad leaving you on the platform with this horrible place. The place is clearly twisted in mine.
Okay, well, can you help me, perhaps, get him on board? Henri lowers the stairs, and sort of heads down.
Bonjour, only and the madman leaps at him and starts slapping him and smacking him. You were going first, I believe. Well, Serge, what would you like to do?
I would like to try and restrain this madman in attacking Henri.
Okay.
Did that cost me 13, did you say?
Yes.
13, yeah.
Please make me a... It would be a combat manoeuvre, wouldn't it? Oh, incidentally, I have heard the books are now printed.
Ooh.
So in about 2 months I'll probably have them. So anyway, you make me a combat manoeuvre.
Right, what are you with combat manoeuvres?
What's your combat skill? Which combat skill are you using? Brawling, probably.
Well, yeah, it's fighting brawl. Which I've only got 25 in, but...
You make that, then he rolls his.
I'm going to spend 4 luck to pass that.
Okay. He's not really paying that much attention to you. So he's sort of slapping at Henry. He's borne Henry to the ground. And he's sort of slapping and tearing at him and staring about him like mad thing. And you sort of drag him off Henry, and Henry sort of gets to his, scrapes himself off. And then this tentacle comes out of the train and just wraps round the madman and lifts him off the floor. You've got to take me on the train! I've got to go on the train! You've got to put me on the train! I think perhaps we might tie him up and take him to the cupboard, yes?
Although a gag might be in order.
We might find it difficult to put the gag on in this fashion.
The cupboard seems like a good idea.
Please take him inside. The tentacles just basically lift him up and shove him through the window of the baggage cart. And you hear from inside,
it's the train! I'm on the train! No! No! No!
And then there's a resounding clunk. That is so much better, I think. Anyway. If everybody would not mind, getting up on the train, I think we should probably leave.
Yes.
Okay. So you get back on the train. So what are you doing? You're heading now towards, Appleract. It'll probably take about 6 hours to travel to Appleract, although the scenery is quite pretty on the way.
Hmm.
What are you doing?
Enjoying the scenery.
Okay. Do you stay in your room? Do you go for refreshments? Do you stretch your legs? What do you do?
I might have a bath because I've not had one, so I want the horrible people to go away.
Okay.
And quite frankly, that thing came into our room.
I'm sure
it's pretty nice, but it was rather horrible, and I just quite like it.
You head down towards the bathhouse, and you actually see Karakoff sort of rushing down the corridor in much the same direction as you. He's sort of clutching at his hand as he's going. It's very obviously a bloodstained bandage.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you alright?
Ah, yes, yes, I went for an early lunch, but I had a shock and I caught my hand. Did you?
How?
Can't you hear them?
What?
The guns are so loud. He looks terrified.
Can't hear any guns.
There, didn't you hear it? You must have heard it. He looks down at his bloodstained hand and rushes into the bathhouse and slams the door of one of the single baths.
Gosh.
So what are you all doing? Do you go for your bath?
Yeah.
Okay. Private room or? Okay. Al dente. No, that's the wrong word. Al fresco.
I'll go for a private room.
Al dente?
Pasta.
Chewy, Sadie.
It's firm to the tooth.
Oh my.
You sort of go in the bath, and you have a very pleasant bath. You can hear Karakoff in the next bathroom washing his hands repeatedly. What are the rest of you doing? Anything?
Go for a walk, probably.
Okay. You start walking. Do
to the garden end.
The garden end? Which end is that?
I think it's the before you get to the cat, I think.
Let me have a look. What, the lady's parlour, you mean?
I thought there was a garden.
Yeah, that's the lady's parlour.
Oh yeah, okay then.
Okay, you go make your way to the lady's parlour. You two are just walking along, you're walking along, you're walking along and you sort of, something's a bit wrong. Something's wrong here. And then you look in the corner and there's one of the beings of air, it's been splotched into, it's literally, have you ever taken blue tack and shoved it into the corner or something and then spread it out so it stays? That is exactly what this being of Ib looks like.
Can I reach him?
Yeah.
Sigh.
Make a constitution check, please.
Yep, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You then need to make me a strength check.
Okay.
You're getting quite used to fondling beings of Ib now.
Right. That I did not pass.
Okay. So, haul on him. But rather than pulling him out of the corner, you just lengthen the bits of him that you've got hold of. Until, the arms that you've got are really long, but he's still in the corner.
Oh dear.
You sort of push them back in. He doesn't seem bothered. He's not like, he doesn't exclaim any obvious signs of pain.
Fair, he can't speak.
You sort of jam your hands in a bit and sort of scrape him off.
Try to get another roll? That one I passed.
Yeah, this time you use your hands more as shovels and squidge him off the thing. Bad news is, he needed another pat.
Oh dear.
He sort of nods at you and toddles off in the direction of where you assume the padded room is.
Oh dear.
You're such a wonderful person. Old staff.
Yeah?
You're in the compartment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can somebody make me a listen roll, please?
Yeah. Is 25. Yes, 0.8.
Ooh, thank you.
What is that? Is it 1/5?
That's half. That's a half.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Yay. About 2 o'clock, you hear, from somewhere in your compartment, you hear,
meow,
followed by thump. You're guessing that the kitten is out and about again.
It's been quite friendly to everyone, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Can I see it? I look around for it.
It's not in your compartment. You open the door and look up and down the corridor, but you can't see it. Nothing.
I wasn't that interested anyway, so I go back into the apartment.
Okay. You're still in the back. Having a lovely long time. You hear the door open and close, and then you hear someone getting changed. And then you hear somebody come in, open up the sandalwood trunk to get changed, because they've got big robes and turbans.
That was nice.
Where you put clothes and you put on bath clothes. And then they open that, you hear them do that, but you don't then hear like a sploosh of somebody getting in water. But then you hear the doors go again. Then you hear the doors go again, and you hear somebody very familiar coming in going, I'm covered in Ib goop. You're in the bathhouse now.
Oh dear.
Are you changing?
Yeah.
You take your lovely neat silk clothes off, and the air goes,
to retrieve another one. Sorry.
The clothes get picked up and go out the window.
Thank you. Sorry.
You wander over and open up the sandalwood thing to get clothes out. Make me a spot hidden.
No.
Okay. you always dine al fresco, don't
you? Yeah, I do.
Somebody, Wolf Stash is out there having a bath in the communal area. What are you doing?
Oh, that's a bit awkward.
Karakoff comes out. He's put his clothes straight back on. He's obviously got like a bandaged hand. And it's obviously bleeding, but it looks like the bandage is quite fresh and he looks like he's been washing it. He comes out and says, can you hear them?
I can't say I hear anything particular.
What was that?
It's very faint and in the background. You can't hear it. Cunts! Cunts! And he rushes out.
How bizarre.
What are the rest of you doing, anything?
Oh, I've probably gone back to the compartment because of my companions.
You sort of wandered along a bit. Then there was a being of Ib in the corner. He wandered off and you went, you're having a lovely time in the ladies' compartment. You're sort of sitting there in the ladies' compartment. And Madame Bruyer comes in. And sort of sits down on one of the chairs and reaches over and waits for a cup of tea. Why do you put up with those terrible men that you are travelling with?
They're not really that terrible.
And they seem to speak over you all of the time, she says, speaking over you.
They're just slightly misguided, maybe.
Well, they are men. You must be careful what you grant men, you know. They are terrible for wanting things that you do not want to give them, or giving you things that you never wanted in the first place. So, are you, you're travelling on the train? Are you intending to throw something into the abyss? You notice that when she says that, she holds the little heart-shaped valise a little bit closer?
I'm not really sure how far we're going. Are you going to the end?
Yes, of course. I am most definitely going to go all the way to the end. Indeed, all the way to the cavern where I will finally, well, let us just say there will be somebody who is very unhappy once I have, reach the end of the chain gear. But he only has himself to blame. It's a little bit weird.
Psychology
here? Yeah. Poop good or poop bad? I'm guessing bad.
When is poop ever good?
When you're being a Ib, obviously.
In this instance, no, poop is bad.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah, she's a bit strange. How are you at history?
I've got 30 in history.
You can make me a history roll if you want.
Okay. I do pass, but.
Something about us really familiar. Incidentally, if you haven't picked history, you can. Something about it is really familiar. It's like something's niggling at you that it's reminding you about her. Never mind.
Is there anyone?
There's nobody else in here. The Sarnathians are off hunting beings of Ib.
No, but would I? Well, I shall remember this kind of feeling, thought, and speak to the others about it, who might know a bit more history than I do.
Okay.
Or might be able to pinpoint it.
Back to you, Sadie. You've definitely finished your bath now. You're like crinkly.
Well, is Wolf Stash still outside?
Yeah.
Can I just got out of the bath and be waiting for him to leave? Because
it's
a little awkward.
You're wrapped up in your robes and you're waiting.
I'm being, you know, okay, it's an officer, but it's not like he's flaunting it around everywhere.
He is okay. Underwater.
I am underwater in a tub.
Okay, fine.
You won't see anything.
She can brave leaving.
Maybe his nipples.
So suddenly, she comes out of the bath.
I positioned a flannel strategically.
Oh, got
even
it.
Though I'm underwater. Oh. I'm underwater, you couldn't see anything anyway, but still, for the sake of decorum.
Yeah.
Are you going decorum. To go and retrieve your clothing?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. You go to the trunk and open it up and get your clothes out, and something falls out. It is the dead body of a small kitten. And that, Your Honour, is where we're going to end for the evening. We hope you had an enjoyable time listening to this Dreamland's Madness. If you like what you're listening to, please do give us iTunes reviews or send us comments on thecultoftandice.net. You can also contact us at thecultoftandice@gmail.com. Talk at me at Mordrigan. You can talk at Bloodied at Bloodied Fox. And you can talk at Archive at T-Gremlin. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you'll come again. And remember, I'll throw it in his face! Bye!
And come again.